Praise the Lord, good morning.
Amen.
Let's please open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 122. Are you happy to be in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Hallelujah. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and my companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Let's now start to give thanks to God. Let's give Him thanks and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord, for you set us in your house, provide for us. Thank you for the salvation we have in Jesus, for the good health, the strength that come from you. Thank you for our names are written in the book of life. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Jesus. You help us and you guide us. And you strengthen us and you watch over us, oh God. Thank you for our families. Thank you for the jobs, the income, the good health, the peace, answer prayers, the deliverance, the protection. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the ministry you give us, your places in your church. Thank you for all the brethren who are here and our brethren in other places. Oh God, thank you for all workers of yours who seek your face. Oh God, thank you for everything you give us and provide for us, Lord. Let's give thanks, let's be grateful. Everything that we have, even the bread, the good health, the smile, the joy, body without pain, and peace of mind, the good sleep, all come from our God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's now confess our sin. Let's confess our sin that we have done against the Lord. Let's ask Him forgiveness. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, Jesus. As we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us. Lead us, we trust you, Lord, we magnify the other. Let's confess our sins. Lord, forgive and clean our church, O God. Forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God, and help us, Lord. Help us. Let's now, after we assure the forgiveness of God of our sins, and He accepts us once again by the blood of Jesus, let's come to Him and ask Him our needs. Jesus said, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. As we come to God in prayers, He will give us rest and He will help us. He will provide our needs and He will settle our things. There are problems that you cannot manage. Give it now into the hand of God. He is able to manage everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for the relief that we have in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the answer of prayers. We trust you, Lord, all our prayers are answered according to your timing, according to your will. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children. God is a God who answers prayers, who hears prayers, and He gives. Pray for your parents, I pray for your siblings, let's pray for our families. Blessing upon a blessing, upon each and every one of us family, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, Lord, lead us. Bless each and every family who are here and in other congregations, in other places. Pray for each husband to be, I'd put you as a head in his life, to lead him, and guide him. Pray for wives to be submissive to their husbands as they are leading the families according to your will. I pray for parents to be instructive to their children, to give them the word of God and the instruction that they need in their life. I pray also, Lord, for provision for the families, protection and guidance, salvation for those members who does not know you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your help and your support, oh God. We pray you lead us and guide us, support us, strengthen us. I pray for each and every family to shine for you, oh God. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents, to be a good example to other non-believers around them, to know you and to follow you, Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Pray now, let's pray now for one another. If you know any brother and sister who have been problem, difficulty, let's pray for them. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our brother and sister who are in need of job, visa, who are sick, need healing, having a problem, having family problem, financial problem. Lord, we pray, oh God, we pray for them. You help, oh God, you provide strengthen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray now, especially we pray for Ukraine and we pray for Sri Lanka. Pray for the war in Ukraine to stop, and we pray for Sri Lanka, the crisis that they have, financial crisis, economic collapse, to be resolved. Lord, we are praying to you, O God, for these two countries, O God, this day. We pray for Ukraine, O God. We pray for this war to be seized in the name of Jesus. Whatever demons of war that have caused killing and destruction, Lord, take them away. We rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And even, Lord, we pray for protection for our families and our loved ones there in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Sri Lanka. We pray for this economic crisis to be settled, oh God, that provide for this country, solve their problem, even for our brethren who are there. Provide for them petrol, provide for them income for their daily work in the name of Jesus. We trust you, O God. You are the Lord who answers our prayers, who will help us, O God, to serve you and to worship you, O God. Let's pray now for, pray for your work, pray for your boss, pray for the people with you. Lord, pray for your people who are working with you, pray for their salvation. I pray, Lord, for each and every place that you had allocated our brother and sister in that place to work. Bless these factories, shops, restaurants, and clinics, schools, wherever they are, oh God, bless them. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will shine, they will be a good example to others. Bless these places for their sake, and also they will be faithful to do their work well. They will appreciate your word. They will be also a good example to others. I pray also they will be faithful in giving to you what is due for you, oh God. We pray also, Lord, for those who are unemployed. Give them jobs and visas. And I pray for those who are working, but they are not receiving their salaries. You make a way, Lord, that they will receive their salaries and in full in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for those around us. Your neighbors, pray for your colleagues, pray for your friends, pray for your relatives, that the message of God will be preached more to them. Let's pray. Let's trust God to answer our prayers. Lord, all our contacts, the people that always we are praying, the people that we are always bringing your hand, the people that we love, the people that we miss, the people who are done wrong and gone, Lord, we bring them all in your hand. We pray for their salvation, O God. We pray out of them will be people saved, and people will save you, O God. Even they will be with us in serving you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Let's pray now for this country, UAE, where God has put his church. And let's pray for the other nation that the church is spanned. Let's pray for Oman, Kuwait, Iraq. Let's pray for India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria. Let's pray Malawi. Let's pray for all these places that we have contact, we have families, we have individual members, we have congregations. Let's pray for all these places. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for justice that we receive from you. We pray for your protection. We pray for your guidance. We pray for your help and support, oh God. We pray whatever office we need, whatever logistics, whatever finances we need, whatever documents we need, you will be the one to provide for us. In the name of Jesus, you will help us, you will guide us. You will support us to go on and serve you, God, in these places. Let's pray now for the church. Bless your church. Fill us once again, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. And guide us with your love and mercy. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives, oh God, to go on and serve you and worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. I pray for the vision that you give to the church to be fulfilled, multiplication and peace, with implementing the whole will of God. We pray also, Lord, for more Bible studies and more congregation to be planted. We pray for the we pray for the church school to be prospered. We pray for the church clinic to be prospered, to be used mightily, to give advices and give direction to your people about healthy living, oh God. We pray also, Lord, bless the farming ministry. Bless also, Lord, bless the publications. Bless also, Lord, the translation ministries. Bless the children and youth ministry and their parents in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us and guide us and strengthen us to go on and serve you, Lord. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that you receive the, we will receive, Lord, tongues. We will receive also interpretation of tongues. We will receive also, Lord, on that gift of the message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of prophesying, teaching, gift of pastoring, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastoring, gift of evangelism, whatever skills and talents we lack, you give us, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore Jesus. And even, Lord, we pray for this worship. Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon us, O God. Anoint us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to lead us, to guide us, to go on and serve you. Anoint the prayers, anoint the songs, anoint the giving, anoint all the item of our worship. Oh God, even this recorded, use it mightily to reach others and to bring people back to you, workers to serve you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Light up the fire in between of us and the midst of us, O Lord. for your glory, O Lord. Light that fire, O Lord God, that we have the joy and the peace of serving you and bringing people to your presence. Hallelujah. We'll call to him and he will answer us.
I'm so glad.
us, O God. We live to worship you, to save you. Hold us at your feet, in full submission to your will, at your service, at your command. We bless you, God. Anoint the rest of our worship. Anoint your word. Speak to us as we will sit in your presence. Guide us, O God. We are longing to hear from you. We are longing to learn from you good things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Let's bring our tithes and our offering and our first fruit into the storehouse of God. As the Lord says, so there'll be food in my house, say the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for everything. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your love, your care, your mercy, your provision, your help and your support, your guidance. Thank you for being with us, supporting us and helping us in our lives, O God. We bring to you, with you, for you, Lord, from tithe and offering and first fruit and vows. O Lord, look from heaven and bless your church and your people who are obedient to you. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. And Lord, I pray that you rebuke the devourer and also pour out so much blessing they have no place to keep, and let all nations know that they are, that we are blessed by you. And Lord, I pray for this amount of money. Use it, O God, to reach the lost and to meet whatever need is there. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We continue to speak today about kneeling down at the feet of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we will, the word chaka, that is the word that's used for worship, which means kneeling down, is repeated in other places. And let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, and let's read verse 1 to verse 11, when they will bring their first fruit to God. They were bowing down unto him. And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell is therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our father for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cry unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord hear our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of the Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with a great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. And he hath brought us into this place, and hath given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given us. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. Hear the word worship, kneel down before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levites and the stranger that is among you. Here we understand that giving the first fruit, they will, after they are settled in the promised land and they have resources, they will, after they are relieved from their problems, they will bring the first fruit into the house of the Lord. From the fruit of the land, from the fruit of their labor. And even today, we as a Christian, we recommended to bring our first fruit to God, and that is our submission to Him. We are willing to give what is due to God. Most of the Christians, they practice giving the tithe, which is giving their first 10%, but giving the first fruit, there is less number of Christians who practice that. And the reason, because it is have to be taught how to be given the first fruit. And even if they are, even if they want to give the first fruit, sometimes giving the first fruit, it means that you have to give the first salary, but or first income, or first increase, but that you cannot do because you may have expenses for you, expenses for your family, but there's a way we can give our first fruit to God. Here, he mentioned that after they come into the promise and after they settle, I mean, they are refreshed and they are relieved. But there's a way to give the first fruit to God. Is when you are willing to put God first, and when you are willing to discipline yourself and to cut unnecessary expenses and to save, to give what is due to God. You might not be able to give the first increase or the first salary that you have, or a salary every year, but you can save for it. You can put a certain amount over a year, and then when the time had come to give your first fruit, the first month of the year or whatever month you want to set, then you are ready with what you need to give to God. We give our tithes and we give our first fruit. In the month that we give our first fruit, also we give our tithe. How we be able to give the first fruit? When we save for it, we don't spend our monies on journeys, we don't spend our monies on partyings and in extravagant life and unnecessary spending, but we put God first. And as He gives us, we honor Him and bringing to Him our first fruit to God. Let's read also why we give our first fruit. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 44. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 44, and let's read verse 30. Verse 30. And the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblation, shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. We give the first fruit so that the blessing will rest into our lives and into our houses. Now, that's why we give first fruit of all. Like they were required to give the first fruit of their cattle, of their harvest, our business, our first increase, our first salary, one salary per year. This is what we give to God so that the blessing of God will rest on us. And also we can read about that in Book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Why we need to give the first fruit. The first fruit is not the tithe, and that is the way how to give it, that you have to prepare yourself, your life, and you will be able to give. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns are filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. So here, when we give to God, our first fruit will have increase. And we brought this subject because when they bring the first fruit, they kneel down, they worship Him. Mean, Lord, we are willing to follow You. We are willing to submit our will to You, and we are willing to give You what is due for You. And the Lord will, when He sees the obedience, He will also bless. Other application of the kneeling down, we can read it in the First Chronicles chapter 29 in building the temple of God. First Chronicles chapter 29. These scriptures help us to realize what are blessed things when we are at the feet of Jesus, when we kneel down, and what the meaning of it. On this occasion, we understand to kneel down means that, as we spoke about the first fruit, Lord, we are willing to give You what is due for You. Amen. Let's go to First Chronicles and verse chapter 29 and verse 1 to 20. It's where David was preparing for building the house of God. Amen. The temple of the Lord. And we are the temple of God. Amen. We are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit live in us. And that is where we need to dedicate ourselves to provide and do the work for the temple of God. Furthermore, David, the king, said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistening stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. They will prepare all these things for the house of God. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses without, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? He's asking who is willing to consecrate his life and service to God. Amen. I am willing, Lord. I am willing. Then the chief of the fathers is telling them who is willing to give to God. God wants your life. Amen. Then the chief of the fathers, God wanted to go and make disciples. God wanted to evangelize. Hallelujah. God wanted to give what is your life, your strength, what you have, all in the service of the Lord. Amen. See here. Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribe of Israel, and the captain of the thousands and of hundreds, and with the rulers of the king's work of offered willingly. The others, when they saw the king, they offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God of God, 5,000 talents, hallelujah, and 10,000 drums, and of silver, 10,000 talents, and of brass, 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasures of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, hallelujah, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Here David starts to thank God, because God provides material things, and God takes the people to give willingly. And also we will read that God had provided also Solomon, the son of David, to be the king instead of him, and he will be the one to build the temple. Hallelujah. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou tries the heart, and has pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Our fathers keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee, and give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made a provision. Here they came to offer to God, and they worship. When they worship, is they kneel down. The meaning of chaka here is kneeling down. It means, Lord, we are willing to evangelize. We are willing to give. We are willing to live our life for you. We are willing to do your will. We are willing to go and make disciples. We are willing to be an active contributor and to play a key role in building your church. We are the temple of God today. We are the church. And the Holy Spirit of God live in us. And God wants from us to offer our life unto Him. And we will read further about kneeling down, chakra, the word chakra. In the book of Second Chronicles, in the dedication of the temple that Solomon built, we will read chapter 6 and verse 13. He had made a long prayer in the dedication. He thanks God. They worship God. He prayed for different things that is they needed from God. And let's read verse 13. Verse 13 says, "For Solomon has made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and has set it in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees." He kneeled down when he was praying. "Kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven." That's where the position of worship, kneeling down. Lord, it's not an only physical thing, but we need to mean it. "Lord, I live my life for you. Lord, I will serve you. I will give. I will follow you." Let's read also in 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8 also speak about while he was kneeling down and while he was dedicating the temple of God that he built. We have read how David had prepared things and how the people give and how God provides Solomon to build, yeah? And we will read now also in the dedication, Solomon was kneeling down. And it was so, verse 54, it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all his prayers and supplication unto the Lord, different kind of a prayer he prayed, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. He was kneeling down and praying to God. This is the position that we should not forfeit, to be at the feet of the Lord, committing our life, dedicating our life unto him. I mean, it's the highest place, it's the best place to put yourself in. And let's read also 2 Chronicles chapter 7, after he prayed, and after he prayed, and the people start to worship, and they kneel down. Let's read it, what happened when he was kneeling down, and they, after him also the people worship and kneel, and let's see what happened. There's great things will happen. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive blessing from God? Amen. I am willing. Amen. I am willing, and you know the best place, you know, to hear the voice of God. Kneel down. Good signal. When you kneel down, there's a good signal to hear the voice of God. "Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven." Wow! Fire came down from heaven. The Holy Spirit. "And consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their knees," with their faces. Again, they bow down, they kneel down, "with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worship and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, his mercy endures forever." Amen. Now here's a question I want to ask. Question: if we today kneel down and pray and give our life to God, will the Holy Spirit come and fill us? Yes. When we dedicate our life to God and give us due for him willingly and we are willing to do what he wants and directs us. And when we are inviting God into our life, we are inviting the Holy Spirit, then we are the temple of God. He will fill us with the Holy Spirit, and he will give us the spiritual gift that we need to go evangelize. Tell the people about Jesus. Tell about his word. Tell about his work on the cross. Tell about eternal life. He will fill us once again. He will give us what we need of things. He will guide us. He will speak to us. He will strengthen us. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, where that's why we have some light of the fire, let the flame go. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Fill us, O God, today with the Holy Ghost we need in our life. Let's read what Moses saying, wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 to 3, what he wrote. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shineth forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery love for them. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints, or in thy hand, and they listen to this, and they sat down at thy feet, everyone shall receive of thy words. See here, they sit at his feet and they receive his word. Which time we receive the word of God? Which time we receive the instruction? Which time God will speak to you clearly? When you sit at his feet, listen to him, and he will speak to you, he will guide you, and he will help you. You know, God will not speak with those who are high nose, and they put their nose high, but those who are broken, those who are humble, those who kneel down at his feet, he will speak to them, he will guide them, he will instruct them, he will correct them of what they need to do in their life. You know, the good example about this, do you want to serve the Lord? Amen. I want to serve God. I need to be at his feet so I can listen. At his feet, Lord, I am willing to give firstly for you. I am giving my life. I am giving my time. I will go and do your work, O God. O Lord, speak to me, guide me, direct me. You know, good example, we read about that. The one who sits at the feet of Jesus is Mary, the sister of Martha. In the book of Luke, Jesus entered their house, you know, and Mary sat at his feet, and she was listening. Let's read Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. What she chose, Mary? She chose to sit at his feet, and she was listening to what he said. You know, many Christians, they do a lot of things. Right and left, you know. But after seeing nothing happens, why? So all their mind and imagination. That's why we need to sit at his feet, to listen to his instruction, to tell us what we need to do. Then after that, we need to go and do what God wants us to do. Amen? Come now to God today. Let's repent, you know, from our sins. Let's repent. How much, you know, we spend right and left, endlessly, but we don't bring what is belong to God. How much we serve the people, yeah, but we don't serve God. How much we listen to the people, yeah, but we don't sit at his feet. and listen to him. Lord, forgive. How much we are doing our own will. How much we are not willing to serve. Let's come to God. Let's repent. Lord, from today I will serve you. Hear my prayers, O God. Let's repent of our sin. Let's renounce them. Lord, I kneel down at your feet. Fill me once again with the Holy Ghost. Fill us, O God, with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Fill us. Speak to us your word in the name of Jesus. Light the fire, O God. Let the flame burn in me, O Lord. I want to serve you. I want to worship you, O God. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us and guide us, O God. Light the fire, O God, in our life. Be with us, Lord. Thank you, God. Come to Jesus. Give your life to Him. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. The most precious place. I give my life to you, Lord. I will serve you. I will give a deed for you. I will bring my tithe, my first fruit, my offerings to build your house, to build your temple. I'm willing to go evangelize, willing to reach people. I pray for revival. I pray for willingness in the heart of your people, O God, to go on and serve you. Hear our prayer, O God. Yes, O God, answer the prayers of my brothers and sisters. and use them, restore them to serve you. Use them to evangelize, to make disciples. Release the lost, O God. Speak to us and guide us. To spread your word, O God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Our hearts, we thank our hearts, we thank our hearts.